listeners to Sounding Out's podcast series, an oral chronicle of sound and culture. Sounding Out remixes the everyday with theory, insight, and practice. To learn more, please visit us on the web at www.soundstudiesblog.com. Until then, stay tuned for today's episode.
There are lots of feelings in a small time. So I was like looking at the program and saying, wow, how can I make 5 sound walks in the same afternoon? So,
oh, plus the lecture.
No. It's not easy.
Now you have just to pick one or two things and then focus, tune in on them.
Yes, I think. Because it's all about attention and feelings, and you cannot zap from one feeling to another one in the same afternoon. It's so difficult to have several sensations in the same afternoon. It's like eating lots of different food from several countries and so it could be disgusting.
One step from here to there. 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 One step from here to there.
There, when I choose the space, I would have rather do it there, you know, between these trees which are more reachable. It appeared to me to be quite a comfortable place to set up, because the trees are not too high, and it would have been much more simple. So I plant an installation with dry plants and metal resonators, but finally I was not allowed to do it there. I didn't understand exactly why, because of the Boy Scouts, they told me. Then maybe there might be a wedding, or they said it would be, and also to bring the electricity there was too difficult, so they asked me to do it there 3 days before the installation. So I had to change my plans, but finally I was okay, happy to do it in this location. I like very much these two trees.
It's very nice because people are really playing and wandering in and out of the space, and it's quite public and it's kind of mixing. Are you happy with how it is in the space?
Yes, yeah, happy. Especially when the weather is okay. I'm more happy when the weather is okay, because this afternoon it was raining. That was a little sad. But when the weather is better, it's cool.
Thank you.
And I wondered a little bit, you talked about the kind of haptic nature of walking, and you sort of allude to the sort of multimodal sensorial experiences. And I just wondered about the topic of hearing and listening in relationship to walking. I mean, how are you sort of researching that or sort of looking at that as a kind of a experiential position? Are you kind of exploring what happens to the auditory while one's walking? Like what kind of position of the listener is that?
It's number 12, yeah. So, it says, close to la maison du folklore et des traditions, one can feel the same sensation as lingering in front of an inviting painting.
Well, it sounds friendly.
I wouldn't say serene, but kind of a calm atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Even though it looks very bustling place, it looks very calm. That's why. What's your name?
Hello, my name's Felicity Ford. We're documenting this festival. Do you know about the Tune City Festival?
No, I'm just completely curious.
Where are we going? I have no idea. I'm just following. Wasteland normally has poetry. This is not. This is just empty. It doesn't have the poetry of Wasteland. So you don't win anything by entering, I think, because Wasteland means that there is a sort of wildlife going on. It has an ecology. Terrain vague is vague, no? This is not a terrain vague.
It's a vacant lot.
A vacant lot. It has not got its own microcosm. Terrain vague makes it own microcosm in no time. There's people using it, lovers. There's waste. There's toxic waste. There is whatever. There is things happening.
Space of possibilities.
And I was speaking to Pierre afterwards, after I'd been in here for quite a while. Undetermined length of time, and he was saying that he sort of, well, he didn't like the word compose because I asked him about composing, and but then he came round to it, but that he came and he tuned it this morning. So it is, you know, these resonances worked for him today, you know, and then he left them for us. You know, what we're listening to is a listener. We're listening to Pierre listening, in a way, and then we're listening, another tuning again. You know, because we're all here with differently. Your picking out will be different from my picking out, and his, what he's given us and where we stand, or it's very individual, but also I like the idea of listening to his listening.
I mean, every time we try to arrange walks or long-term work on site, on critical sites, we always try to be aware of that. I mean, there's always some very famous photographer that comes in and take a fantastic pictures that he's going to sell for 10,000 euros and he's not giving back anything to this social. Yeah, so I think it's another very intriguing issue. It relates with precarity. Yeah.